Get it? The Burt Show.
One of us has a fully formed frontal lobe now, and it's starting to show with the decisions they're making.
I'm fully cooked. Fresh out the oven.
Are you feeling mature these days?
Feeling very mature. And you know what? I kind of noticed this a couple of years ago when I was probably around 24, 25, because that's when your frontal lobe officially develops. And it's so funny how universal of an experience it is for you to kind of wake up one day around 24, 25 and go, the air smells different. The world feels different. Why do I feel different? And then you find out from science, it's because your brain has stopped developing, which feels like a very late age. I feel like if we're going to be allowed to vote and stuff at 18 and, you know, go to war, I feel like maybe we need to push those ages to 25. I wasn't even a person until about 2 years ago, according to science. And I've started noticing that even though I've started feeling this way since 24, 25, I feel like it's done now because of the way that I view my life and the decisions that I've made. And it all kind of came to me after a very petty decision that I made this weekend that made me have a revelation that that is how I've started viewing my life in bigger spaces as well. So the small decision that I made over the weekend was with a big purchase that I was surprised with by my dad. We are not the kind of people to like splurge on like luxurious things out of nowhere. It's very much like a Christmas birthday situation. And my dad and I were in a very expensive part of Chicago doing some shopping, and he surprised me out of nowhere with the opportunity to buy a new purse. And I was like, oh my God, I've been looking at this one purse online for years.
Not any purse, a designer purse.
A designer purse. I've been looking at a designer called Tory Burch for a while. And I always said, I'm like, okay, when I reach a certain milestone, I'm going to buy that purse for myself. And so when all of a sudden we're standing in the Tory Burch store, my dad's like, we can get it. And I was just like completely gagged because that's just not like, like I said, we couldn't even get dessert at the Outback Steakhouse growing up. So the fact that my dad's just like, you want to get this designer purse on a random Saturday? I'm like, yes, please. So I was deciding between two bags. I was looking at a bunch of them and I was, you know, trying them on and looking at myself in the mirror, trying to envision the fits that I was going to wear with these purses. But because I could only pick one, I had to, you know, decide which one was going to be the best fit. And so I have the one in front of me that I've been looking at for 4 or 5 years, being like, this is the one I've wanted for so long. This is the one on my Pinterest board. This is the one that I've said every single Christmas I'm going to buy for myself and haven't. And then to my left is a bag that I've also been looking at, but it wasn't the one that I like said I was going to buy for myself. It was always the one I was going to get, you know, maybe a couple years from now after I bought the first bag. But as I'm trying on the bags and I'm looking at them and I'm thinking about the fits that I'm going to wear with them, I'm like, the one that I've wanted for the longest, I just don't feel like makes the most sense right now. Even though this is the one that I've always said and the decision I always said I was going to make, this just doesn't make sense. I feel like if I pick this one, there's just not going to be a lot of outfits that I can wear with them. Like, this is more of a statement bag and I need something more practical. And so I'm telling my dad this, and my dad had just bought a watch that he had done the same thing with. He had been looking at this watch for like a couple of years and then finally decided to pull trig and get this watch. And he's in that same mindset. He's like, if you've been looking at this purse for years, just like with this watch, like, you should finally get it. We should both finally get the thing that we've been looking at for a while. And I stood there and I'm like, I need to give myself permission to change my mind. I need to give myself permission to not just make the decision that makes this sense on paper because I've looked at this one longer. I need to make the decision that just makes the most sense for my life. And that's getting the more practical bag, like the one that's going to go with the most amount of things. Like, if you're going to get one fancy purse for the first time in years, you should get one that you can name 7 outfits that will go with it and not the one that you think you should get because you've been thinking about it the most. And so I made that decision. And even though it sounds silly, like me telling a story about a designer purse, it reminded me that a lot of the bigger decisions that I've made in the last year or so, I have given myself permission to not do the thing that I always thought I would do because that's how I was raised or that's the line of thinking that I've always had.
You're giving yourself permission to change your mind and to evolve.
And I think that comes with having the fully developed brain of giving yourself permission to change your mind and see things more abstractly and not just see things so black and white. And I think that small little purse decision helped me recognize that that is the the new milestone I've reached in adulthood.
So you went with the other purse.
So I went with the other purse, and it's adorable.
What does it look like?
I was kind of even jokingly saying it looks like an off-brand Birkin. Uh-huh. Like, it looks like a mini Kelly, but Yeah. So very, like, classic, streamlined, whereas The other one is, it's not gaudy, but it has, like, a big Tory Burch logo, and it has A big gold chain, and it's named the Eleanor purse, and if I have kids, I always said I wanted to, like, give my daughter the name Eleanor.
Oh, that's my grandma's name.
Sure, it's my mom's grandma's name, and it's her middle name, and I just, you know, I love that name. So I was like, if I ever have a daughter, I would give her the middle name Eleanor. So I'm like, I kind of love that. It feels like a family thing, but it just doesn't make sense. Like, if I can't name four outfits that purse would go with, it's such a silly decision to go with it just because I've been looking at it for 5 years.
Okay, let's not let this move past us too quickly. You have been adamant that you are not going to procreate, that you are not having kids, but yet you have a middle name chosen for your fictional daughter?
Yes. Women do that. We have the list of names that we would give our kids. No? Like, we all grow up.
Not the ones who are, like, not having them.
Let me name these kids I'm never going to have.
Up until like a year and a half ago, like I was pretty convinced I was going to have kids. But now I think I'm giving myself permission to change my mind.
Okay.
Even though I always said I was going to have kids, I look at what I'm excited about for the next 10 years, and having children is just not one of those things. And so then, I'm changing my mind.
Uh-huh. And then wait till you hit your mid-30s and that biological clock is like, tick, 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 tick. You need to make an Eleanor tick.
Change mine.
Get it. The Burt Show.